I just saw a story in the news the other day about a couple that has been married longer than anyone in the world. They have been married for 85 years. Wow. Well, 1955 was the year that the Ministry of Evangel Home of Fresno opened its doors for the first time. Not quite as long as that married couple, but still well over a half century of blessing women and children in crisis. You've joined us for the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here is your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Well, thank you, Ken Adams. We appreciate you so much, and hopefully we're faithful to make that announcement when we turn the switch on to record these programs, because Ken makes our conversation into a radio ministry whereby we have the privilege of sharing what God is doing in the lives of women through the Ministry of Evangel Home. And today's a special day. I'm not usually here on Fridays. It's been a long time since I was here for a graduation, but Vicki graduated today. She has been a guest with us, and we're in Jerry Brenneman's office. Jerry is here, and we have a special guest with us today. Usually it's a resident, somebody in the program. Tonight, a house manager. And I had the privilege of not knowing Rosie, sitting next to her during the graduation today. And I want to explore a little bit about that sweet baby she was holding.
Excellent.
But Jerry, get us started. Introduce Rosie, and we'll find out about her.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Rosie is a house manager here at Evangel Home in the Crisis Home. And she, it was really funny, Jim, about a year and a half ago, I think, I realized we needed a night house manager. We needed several positions. And so I put it on Facebook. And within 5 minutes, I think there were 10 women who said, oh, that would be interesting. Rosie was first. Huh. And then we went through an interview process. And I was very struck. Rosie, when you look at her, she just beams. I mean, there's just a glow about her and a smile you can see out of the corner of your eyes. With, you know, you feel it more than you see it. And she's also a real straight and narrow, straight arrow kind of person for God. Hmm. She doesn't put up with stuff. And
I like it.
I liked that when I saw her. And I remember, Rosie, I remember one of the questions I asked you, and it was like right then I was ready to hire her. Because I had asked other people the same question. Let's say you're in the crisis home, and you come on duty. And one of the women comes up to you and says, I'm so glad you're here. I want to talk to you. You're the only one who understands me. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that woman, Rosie? And she said, manipulation 101. Now, she wouldn't say that to the woman, but she knew that would be a woman trying to manipulate Rosie, maybe trying to sort of cause a little dissension. Mm-hmm. Where other people I interviewed took that as maybe a compliment. Mm-hmm. It's not a compliment if you've been in the trenches and you know some of the games. Mm-hmm. Rosie had been in the trenches, mm-hmm, and knew some of the games that people who are down and out play just to survive. Mm-hmm. So the trick is, when you know that sometimes, and still your heart doesn't harden to them, mm-hmm, that's the kind of person, mm-hmm, that has to work here. Mm-hmm. You have to be aware of the things people have done just to survive. You have to help them set some of those things aside and take on a different role. And that's what I saw Rosie as being very equipped to do that. Mm-hmm. And it was a bonus that she could work at night, because a night can be really boring. And we've joked about in the old days, the house manager could put on her pajamas and go to bed. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore. Rosie has to stay up all night. And she stays very busy, but that's also one of the times she can really talk to the women. Mm-hmm. And as we talk, Jim, I'm almost having trouble hearing myself because the singing in the dining room is so loud.
Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners could hear it. Amen. They're singing Sanctuary. And as you noted, Vicki graduated, and so now they're all out there singing before they eat. And someone will bless the food. So,
yeah.
And Rosie doesn't usually get to come to graduations because she is here at
time
night.
For it,
so,
yeah. Well, Rosie, can we back up a little bit? You were in the trenches. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What was your world in the dark days?
Well, I was a correction officer for a juvenile boot camp. Mm. And so I saw these youth going through the problems that they had inside their house, and then coming back and going through the recidivism rate of how the state treats them. And so while I was doing that, I was going through a death through my grandma. And I was involved in a drive-by shooting. And through that drive-by shooting, I had to deal with...
You were a bystander?
I actually saw the gun go through, you know, his... Yeah. So it was hard for me, and I didn't get counseling. I thought I could deal. And so through that time, in 2006, 2007, I was laid off through the county. And so that's when my drinking began.
I see.
And so within that time, I received two DUIs in 24 hours. And at that time, my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, took me to church. And when he took me to church, I did not understand the preaching, but I loved the music. And he was the opposite. So little by little, God worked through me. Yeah. And through that, I just asked the Lord to use me as a vessel for his glory, not for my own. And then that's the Facebook, how, you know, it was like, I found my job on Facebook. No one can believe it, you know.
Well, how did you come to be a friend of Evangel Home that you would see that post?
My niece is studying to be a social worker, so she's friends with all the nonprofit agencies through the Fresno area. I'm new to Fresno. I'm from Oxnard, Ventura County, and I moved here for my mother. And so this was all new to me. And in my past, you know, yes, gangs and, you know, growing up in that lifestyle. But for some reason, I was always protected. I always had some type of shield, you know, and I always knew God had a purpose for me. But my family never was into religion. So now I'm fully engulfed. And not only is my employment, but I go to school. I'm in the Biblical Seminary at Fresno Pacific, getting my master's through marriage and family counseling with a Christian perspective.
Outstanding.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, that is just
And you know, the years, Rosie gave the story, she condensed it very well. It has been a few years. It wasn't just that all this happened in the last year. So she's had time to reflect, time to grow. And it's neat that she says she never received counseling when she witnessed what she witnessed. But now being a student at the seminary, and she's going to have to be going through counseling because that's part of the deal. If you're going to become a counselor, you have to be in counseling.
Right.
So.
Yes.
No, that would be.
Yeah. So what, you work five nights a week here?
Yes. Today's my Monday.
And it's Friday on our calendar.
Yeah, right.
So welcome back to your work week.
Thank you.
Now what, how long have you been doing this?
Over a year.
Okay. You have any highlights, something that just jumps out and says, I remember this.
Wow.
Probably a bunch of them.
Yeah, I remember, it was like my first month. I was sitting there reading the Bible, and something prompted me to go outside to go look. And there was a young mother who had just had a baby, and she was putting him over the fence. She was about a week-old baby. She was trying to jump over. But I knew that was just the Holy Spirit just poking at me and get up, go look. And, yeah, that was one of my, wow, what am I really in for? And that's when I started playing music for the ladies in the morning and decided that I'm going to start putting God's word and worship into their day so when they go out into the world, they have the anointing of the Holy Spirit with them through the worship. And so I love that.
Wow, that's outstanding. What do you see down the road?
Whatever God has in plan.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to be going into seminary. That was part of his plan. It wasn't part of mine. So
where did you do your undergraduate work before seminary?
University of Phoenix in criminal justice.
Okay. And so you just assumed you were going to have a career in criminal justice, correction officer, in the whole penal system. And
everything.
God had another plan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He took one soldier from here and moved me to there.
Yeah.
I think it's so exciting because as I listen to Rosie, so much of our past dovetails. I never had a drinking problem and got that way. When she talks about being a correction officer and seeing all the stuff that went on, that was part of my training to come here, I think, in so many ways. I was in probation and parole for 2.5 years, a million years ago. But that, like so many other of my experiences, when you look back and you see how God can use all of them to get you where he ultimately wants you to be, But I realize in every one of those situations, we have to give it the best we have. Mm-hmm. And he will use it for his glory. Maybe we don't see it right then, but I look at that time when I was a parole agent, and oh, I hated it. There was never probably anything I ever did that was so unlike me than that. Mm. But I was asked to have that job, and I had been in probation for 2 years, and the state called and asked if I would be a parole agent. There were only like 12 in the state, 12 female agents. And then I realized it would be with heroin addicts, and I said, no, thank you. Well, they called me a year later, and I thought, I must be really good. They're calling me again. I'm going to have to do this. And I thought I wanted to stay in that work because I loved working with kids. It was in Madera. We had a small caseload. They were trying to really intervene at that time. And the day I went to work at the parole office, I was introduced as the new N agent. And I had been promised I would not be the new N agent. And I knew N did not stand for anything but narcotics. Nice. Mm-hmm. So it was sort of one of those little bait and switch things right off the bat. Mm-hmm. I went to work every day with a knot in my stomach, not because of the women, but because of the system and just because of stuff I was suddenly very aware of.
Had to do it.
But you learned lessons that prepared you for this mission for the rest of your career
and
your working life.
I also learned at that point, Jim, if you're staying in any place just because of money most of us do. I don't want that to be taken the wrong way, but I realize so many times when that's the only reason we're someplace, we end up giving away so much of ourselves. Yeah. Rosie, with all the experience she has and the education, is certainly not getting the money that would be equal to what she...
Retirement benefits.
That's not why she's here. Yeah.
Except the really long-term retirement benefits. Those are better.
But I also believe that I'm fully rich. Yes, the Lord has restored my household. Me and my husband have a loving relationship.
And a baby. Tell me about that little baby.
That's my granddaughter.
I knew you'd get the baby.
That's my granddaughter, Belicia.
Okay.
Yes, she's about 8 months. And so, yes, she was here, I think, with the first graduation. And so she was here when she was this small.
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny that you got to play with her and touch her.
We were holding hands. Felicia and I were during
So I'm pouring into her, and she's just going to be the next generation. She's just coming up.
Isn't that the way you look at it?
Yes.
You do look at that. We're almost out of time, but I had an interaction with my brother's son-in-law, and I said, I just praise God as I see the next generation of men taking on godly roles as husband and father and ministers of truth. You look at that next generation raising up to take on the mission of
God's will,
bringing people to God and ministering truth. Now we're out of town.
Goodbye.
Rosie, thank you so much. I appreciate getting to know you and spending a little time. Jerry, great to see you. My listening friend, thank you so much for joining us. Next week, when we're together, I have some other things that I want to talk about, and I'll talk to you about that, Jerry. God bless you till we get together again, Lord willing, here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And remember, you can find the Evangel Home of Fresno on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Please join us again next time for Heartline, the radio voice, the RV, of the Evangel Home in Fresno, blessing women and children in crisis in the name of Jesus since 1955.